Recorded in Seattle, Washington. It's an earful in the Emerald City.
Hold on to your butt.
Where local and national gossip is twisted with comedy. Starring Shoddy and Slim. Two typical guys who hold nothing back.
What the hell is so great about that?
To make your jaw sore.
Oh, that's nasty.
Get your mind out of the gutter and give it up for Shoddy and Slim.
And we are rolling. What is happening, everybody? Earful in the Emerald City. You guys are listening right meow. Thank you guys for joining us. We appreciate it on this episode number 18 for us. 18. Hey, we're officially legal, guys. All right. We've reached the statute of limitations here. Yep. This is, we're getting into some uncharted territory here.
We're no longer sweet statutory. We are legal.
Yeah, exactly. So you can do what you want with us. All right, motherfuckers. Yeah. Jesus. All right. Don't get too dirty though here. Hey, we got a good episode for you guys though. We're kind of just rolling with it here. We're on a short week. We were a little late last week and we're going a little early this week. So, your guys' guess is as good as ours as far as this thing's going to turn out, but we're going to see what happens here. But you're listening right now, and I am Slim as a motherfucker, and I'm sitting right across from my boy, Mista.
And I'm shoddy as hell.
He is shoddy as a motherfucker, and don't forget it, you guys, all right? And yeah, we got a good one for you here, guys. We had a long weekend hanging out, a lot of party, a lot of boozing, all that kind of good stuff we're going to get into. You guys had Valentine's Day. How was your Valentine's Day? Did you guys enjoy yourselves? Did you hang out with that special person you love? Did you hold them tight and near and dear and buy them some chocolates that they probably didn't already need because they've already put on a few pounds this past few months anyway? I mean, what happened, guys? How did it go? How was your weekend, big guy? Actually, you know what? Let's do this proper, all right? Let's start this show off like we always do and get right into what we like to call here the Weekend Rewind. Nice. God damn it. You are on fire, my man.
Fucking high quality sound effect.
High quality, high
life. Yeah.
High quality, high life. The whole fucking thing, man.
Fuck yeah, man.
Over there. Those babies treat you good, my man.
Yep.
But yeah, this was a fun one though. I got to see a lot of your mug this weekend, and I got to tell you, it wasn't as upsetting as I thought it was going to be.
Man, no, man.
It wasn't that bad, actually.
No, not at all.
Yeah, we got into it. Not at all, man.
Man, we went to the house party on Northgate that we were talking about last week, and we had a good time. We had bags of dicks in our mouth. We drank a lot. We hung out with some cool, typical Seattle residents.
Pretty typical, actually, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But, I mean, they're cool. They're cool as fuck. Both me and Slim made some new friends.
Mm-hmm. This is true.
Yeah. And the highlight of the night was,
oh my god,
when
which
I was
one?
Testing out when
which
I was
one?
When I was testing out my track and field abilities.
Oh my god, this guy, he was doing his best Jesse Owens impression. All right, this guy thought he was gonna fucking hurdle the couch. That's how much of a twinkle toes he was and how much he was on one. Fucking ended up taking a nosedive and nailed his shin on the couch and ended up having to be attended to by a couple of ladies there. Luckily, they were right on top of it. But
yeah,
holy shit, man, you were a sight for sore eyes, though, my friend. It was fun to watch. I got to tell you, it was fun to watch.
Yeah, and I got this. My shin swelled the fuck up in no time. And the next day, I could barely walk and it hurt like a motherfucker.
Oh, you didn't tell me that.
Yeah, it hurt like a motherfucker.
You didn't tell
me
that.
And me and my girlfriend, we were planning on going to Vashon Island later on that day, and we're walking a lot and I'm just limping and I'm in fucking pain. I don't have any crutches. It sucked. So later on, one of the last things that we did when we were going, traveling Vashon Island and checking it out, was we went to a coffee shop and there was a little little general store type place by the coffee shop, and they had some, they had a peppermint scent bath salt, and it was really, it was a really good price for it being sold on Fashion Island, and I bought it, and I told myself, you know, I'm gonna put it in the bathtub and soak my shin in it for about 20 minutes.
And then smoke a bowl of it.
No. You're horrible. I did that, and then I had some Indian food delivered to me, and I was watching a movie. I crashed on the couch, and then when I woke up, I could walk on it. But then what I noticed today at work was that the damage, it has still been done, because there was a big freaking bruise that I showed Slim earlier tonight on my shin, and
it was pretty gnarly. I gotta tell you guys, maybe we'll take a picture of it and post it or something in case some of you guys haven't puked recently or nothing like that. But it was a learning experience for me. I didn't know black people could bruise, you know. That was
God, you're racist.
I mean, can you guys get a sunburn too? Is that possible? I don't know.
No, man, I've never gotten sunburned in my life.
Oh God, you lucky bastard. You lucky fucking bastard. Jesus. Well, yeah, no. Oh my God, you guys, I wish you guys would have seen it though. Actually, I got a video. It didn't shoot that well. It was like upside down or something, but this motherfucker was lip singing. I don't even know if he was lip singing.
No, I was singing the whole damn thing because I know the song.
He was belting out Tainted Love in front of the entire goddamn party.
Sometimes I
dancing around, twirling like a little ballerina. It was fucking priceless, you guys. I don't know how far you were on the drunk meter. You're really tough to tell, to be honest. I mean, when you're in party and have a good time and have some fun mode, it's really tough to tell where the booze is at and where you're just at as far as your attitude goes. But, man, you were loving it, dude. You were twirling, spinning around. You had a fake microphone in your hand. Oh, my God. It was a pleasure to watch, man. It was a real pleasure to watch. It was a treat. It was a definite treat.
I like to steal the show when I'm at parties. So.
Oh my God! And you did exactly that. And then at the end of the night, you and Keeson, you guys fucking started WrestleMania 48.
Yeah, WrestleMania 32 and a half.
Oh my God!
Yeah.
Everybody was fucking thoroughly worried, dude. He had this guy over his shoulder. Okay, and was spinning him around like he was about to fucking suplex him. I mean, it was just, I was nervous and excited all at the same time just watching it. It was, and then he slams him down on the couch. Oh man, but I gotta give it to Keeson though. He ended up pinning you after that, and yeah. he did get the three count. So,
well, I used to backyard wrestle a lot when I was younger, and I used to get my ass kicked because I was the only black kid that lived in it. That lived on the fucking street, so it'd be like, you know, six on one, and of course, hey, who's the only, hey, who's that fucking one? It was me. Yeah. So, you know, I know how to take care of who I'm wrestling with.
you'd be better matched probably for the Royal Rumble then, you know, because you have some experience in that category. But yeah, you know, when it's 6-1, it's like, all right, who can we decide that we want out of this mix? Okay, yeah, big black guy, yeah, get him out of here, let's go. But no, you were, oh man, that was fun to watch. But you got some interesting people though. They had the burgers from the grill, and like you said, they had the dicks too. I mean, they went both. They went purchased and they went made. So that was pretty good. A little ice cream cake. I mean, it was a good overall party. Good stuff, no doubt. But had that night. We went out Saturday. Burt's Tavern. We won't get too into this, you know, for the people who don't live around here. But a little hole in the wall up in Bothell. Good place. One of the biggest booze hounds there. Kyle Hansen, good guy. Everybody, one of those guys everybody likes. So it was a good turnout. And it's a small joint that probably holds maybe 80 to 100 people. And we had that motherfucker packed to the gills. Okay. That shit was completely popping. Sunday morning rolls around, dude. I had a great time. I'm nursing one of the worst hangovers of my goddamn life.
Okay? That's what happens when you're slim.
Exactly. And your metabolism's starting to slow down because you're turning into an old fuck. Oh, my God, dude. I slept half the day. I ate the first thing at 4 o'clock, held it down for about 15 minutes, and then yacked my brains out. Oh, my God.
Yippers!
Oh, it was... God, I'm getting PTSD just thinking about how bad it was.
Jeez, to be honest.
Oh, God, it was terrible. The only thing that could partially revive me was a Chipotle burrito, but even that was tough to choke down. But
what?
Lots of drinking.
You couldn't take down a Chipotle burrito?
Oh, hey, you know who you're dealing with here? Okay, I might look slim, all right, but I can handle my own with a Chipotle burrito. I was just having trouble holding that motherfucker down, all right, before the acids and juices in my stomach kicked in. But we made it happen and got through it, and then actually saw this guy again on Sunday night, because he was on his own. He was a free man, luckily. And
on Valentine's Day, no, my girlfriend had to house sit for her sister and her brother-in-law.
Yeah, so she left you all to your lonesome. So
yeah.
So he came out and hung out with me and the buddies, me and the guys, and we had some beers. That was a fun time. We walked into a Walking Dead party,
which no one showed up for.
Well, that spot, you know, it's still undercover. We were at this place called Replay up in South Everett, North Linwood-ish area on 99. Actually, a good spot. The fucking drinks are so goddamn cheap there, dude. It's always happy hour. The bartender's always hooking it up. And fucking yeah, but you're right. I don't even know how they're making money, man. But I don't know if you guys are into The Walking Dead either. If that's your guys' jam or not. But holy shit, that show is fucking gruesome, dude. That shit is brutal. They're murking zombies left and right, man. God, I haven't watched it in a while, but fucking dude. I don't know. It's almost too much for me to handle. I don't know. Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, man, I didn't see one black guy die, so I felt pretty good about it.
I don't think many of them survived the first outbreak, you know. So, but yeah, that was a fun weekend though. Lots of boozing, lots of debauchery. You know, I guess that's what happens when you know you're not dealing with the girlfriends and whatnot and having to do all that kind of stuff, but. The old singles awareness day. It was, you know, like I was saying last week, and I'm going to say it again. This is the first time in a while, I say a while, but a couple years, but I was very happy to be a single man. All right. There's no way I could have entertained a respectable woman on Sunday with the fucking hangover that I was nursing. All right. That shit was so bad. If I had a girlfriend, she would have dumped me. She would have said, "You're a worthless fuck. You're not good for anything, all right? And we're through.
We were taking shots before we went to a replay, well, and
you were.
Well, we wanted you to take some, but you're like, no, man, I got to take over. I'm trying to nurse. I have a vagina, and
maybe that's why I was so sore. I don't know, dude. I can't. I sound like a complete pussy here, but worst hangover. I have a theory. I was talking to my buddy about this. You know, I turned 30 last year, late last year, and obviously can't do it like we did back in the day. Okay. We were talking, we used to, when we were 17, 18 years old, we were those guys that were drinking in high school. You know, I'm not going to say we were cool because of it, but we had older siblings, so we were able to get our hands on some booze and stuff. And we were those guys that were drinking in high school. We would pull up to the party, me and my buddies, and we would have two or three fifths of 151, okay? And we would be drinking that shit straight. Now, I don't know how many shots necessarily we were putting down, but we were drinking straight 151, okay? And we would wake up the next morning at my cabin, and we'd do it all again. No problem. We wouldn't drink a drop of water. We wouldn't drink one drop of water after boozing the entire night. No problem. Nothing. And just boom, right back at it next day. We'd get out on the inner tubes. We'd go out on the inner tubes because we were at the fucking cabin. Be like, hey, wake up in the morning, water's still calm. Hey, you want to go out there, fucking jar your head around, like get some shaken baby syndrome going on? I mean, it was fucking ridiculous. Now it's like I have three or four beers, and if I don't drink three glasses of water before I go to bed, my next day is completely shot, dude. Completely shot. I mean, what a difference 10 years has made. What a difference. It's insane, dude. And I don't know. I mean, you seem to do all right. You said you haven't got a hangover since, what was it, October?
October, and it was a night that I shouldn't have been driving. No, man. I mean, I just know my fucking limit. When I know that I'm like, okay, you need to stop. Because if you don't stop, you're gonna have the headache that from hell the next morning, and you're gonna be stumbling, rumbling. You're already a big motherfucker. You don't want to knock anyone over, so and you don't want to break any shit, especially since it's not your house. So I take all these things into consideration when I'm drinking.
Yeah, you seem like you were doing a lot of considering when you were twirling that other guy around on your shoulders. You seem like there was a lot of consideration going into that move. You know, as everybody else, oh god, oh everybody else has their hands up just waiting for you to drop him on a table, like it's Ladders, Tables, and Chairs edition of.
Well, he's black too, so WWE. I could have blamed it on him.
Well.
Well, I mean, seriously, man. I mean, like that black guy did it.
We gotta do something.
And me, I'm as innocent as OJ.
We gotta do something about this black on black violence. I know.
Right? It was too much of that Friday. Fuck.
Three black guys at the party. Three black guys.
Hey, that is two more than the parties I would go to in Texas. So I felt pretty damn good that I was not the fucking token black guy.
Two of them were wrestling, and the third one had a pick in his hair.
That was dope. I like that guy.
That was dope. Are you kidding me? That'd be like me going around, walking around the party with a toothbrush in my mouth. All right. I mean, what would you say to that? Come on, you know, it's fine. If you want your hair to look good, that's fine. Get that shit ready before you show up. All right. Leave the comb in the car.
That is a style, man.
No, it's a.
What are you talking to style for, man?
It's a made up accessory.
No, it's not.
It's a made-up accessory.
No, it's not.
Give me a...
No, it's not.
That's almost as bad as the girls who have the bullhorn piercing in their nose. All right? No,
there is nothing wrong with that.
You guys heard it here first. Ladies, I love you. You guys are great. Don't get me wrong. The bullhorn piercing is the least flattering thing that you guys have done for yourself since the color gene epidemic that luckily ended very quickly. Okay. It ended very quickly for about a 7 month period. There was turquoise, teal, blue, red, orange, all the colors of the rainbow in the jeans. And now you don't see any of them, you know? And the worst part about that though, is we lost the white jeans. We lost the white jeans because out of all the colors of jeans that you guys wore, the white jeans were the ones that you guys didn't realize how much you were killing it in. You were fucking killing it in those goddamn things. Get rid of the bullhorn, though, ladies. I've seen so many attractive ladies with that stupid fucking piercing. It makes you look like an animal. You look like a goddamn farm animal, okay? It's nonsense.
And you sound like Donald fucking Trump, a typical fucking conservative telling women how to fucking look. What? Yeah, exactly, motherfucker. I'm fired up tonight, man.
More is not always better when it comes to the accessories, ladies.
Jeez,
okay?
Man.
More is not always better. All right, you're beautiful just as you are. Okay, just as you are. You don't need to try to pierce every nook and cranny, this and that. I saw one of those girls were hanging out on Sunday night. I'm not going to name her by name.
Friday? No, Sunday. Oh, Sunday.
No, because Sunday. Because I forgot her name, so I'm not going to name her by name. She had a piercing in her wrist.
Oh, I've seen those. I've seen...
A wrist piercing.
I've seen piercings right above their breasts. Like, I... Yeah.
Is that supposed to catch our attention and make us want to desire them more? I mean, what?
No,
you guys are just trying so hard.
No, it just shows they have a
different and unique and surprising. And it's just, you guys just try too hard. We're very easy to please, ladies. We're very easy to please. Okay. Watch Dave Chappelle's stand up, Killing Him Softly, from 1999. And he will break down the four things that you need to do if you truly want to please a man and make him desire you and make yourself attractive to him. He'll break down the four things, okay? I'm not going to do it here. I'm not going to steal his bit because it's a great bit. But check it out. Four things, ladies. And surprisingly, piercing your chest is not one of them.
I disagree. Women, do whatever the fuck you want that makes you happy. Women, you will find a man.
Where does it end? What happens when they start piercing between the toes? Between the toes. The webbing between the toes, huh? When that becomes a thing, where does it end?
You know what a fucking Prince Albert is?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's fucking retarded. That's what it is.
Yeah.
It's retarded. And it's hopefully something that gay guys do. Only because I don't think any of my friends do. I mean, who knows? Maybe they wouldn't admit to it. They probably shouldn't, but it's fucking ridiculous. All right? It's ridiculous. Too many accessories is not a good thing, okay? I don't know when everybody decided that quantity was more important than quality, but it's fucking bullshit, okay? And it's no more obvious these days than when it comes to social media, all right? When it comes to social fucking media, everybody thinks that they just got to put out as much material as they can all the time, every day, all the fucking day.
Why are you talking shit about me for?
Okay. Okay, you need to be a little more selective, my friend. I love you, but you come with some good shit though. You come with some good shit sometimes. You put up some articles, some news stuff that I haven't even seen yet, and I like it. But I just feel like a lot of people these days think that it's like a part of their daily routine to check in, to get their Snapchat. I mean, I just got back on Snapchat, and I've never been bombarded by so many selfies in my entire life. It's just ridiculous. It's just ridiculous.
That's today's generation, man. Social media plays a big issue in people's lives.
And that's fine. That's fine. But understand, people, that quality is much more important than quantity, okay? If quantity was more important, then we would just have everything made in China, okay? As opposed to 60% of the stuff that we use now, you know? We just have it all made in China. But it's not. You need that quality, okay? You need that quality. You can't just put out dog shit all the time and expect people to appreciate it or give a fuck. All right? I don't need to see a picture of you every day on Snapchat just to be reminded of you, you know? Just because I haven't thought about you for 5 or 6 hours, all right? You're my friend. I like you, but I don't like you that much, all right? And that's what gets me about Snapchat, about Facebook. You know, the new thing with Facebook, I mean, Facebook's all about pictures of their kids. You know, I'm 30 years old now. I'm a little bit older than you. And that's huge. That's like half the people on Facebook.
Oh, don't forget, I lived in Texas, so you know, it's normal for 18 and 19 year olds to have kids and married. So I know that.
Okay, that's true. So they were kind of ahead of the curve in that regard. But these parents, though, they're just constantly putting out pictures, of your kid that's doing nothing special. Your kid's doing nothing special. He's doing something that every single kid out there does. Every single kid, okay? We don't all need to see a picture of it. I mean, is there no pictures that are just specifically for your viewing on your phone in your own private time? Does every single picture that you take as an individual have to end up on Facebook? Every single one?
I don't post all of my pictures.
You don't post any, actually. You're pretty good about that, I gotta say.
Well,
I think maybe because your phone camera sucks, to be honest, but...
No, my phone camera does not suck. It's just, I'm not a selfie guy. Like, I'll take a selfie of of me like every 2 months just to keep it fresh, because I don't want to have a profile picture that's like 6-8 months old and, you know, I have, you know,
30 pounds ago
and fuck you and, you know, different facial changes. I might grow my hair back out, just things like that.
And that's reasonable, man. That's reasonable. A selfie every 2 or 3 months, that's perfectly reasonable. And you make a good point. Yeah, you want that profile picture to be current, okay? And that makes complete sense. What I've been seeing lately is parents taking pictures of their kid. And here's the worst kid pictures I've seen. I've seen a handful of people who take pictures of their kid in the fucking bathtub. Okay.
But, I've seen those.
Butt ass naked in the fucking bathtub. That shit should be fucking criminal, dude. That should be criminal. Okay. That's a 1-2-year-old kid. What do you think that kid's going to think of that picture 10-15 years down the line when he's a teenager and he looks back and on Facebook, there's been a picture posted of him butt ass naked in the bathtub. What the fuck are you thinking as a parent? All right. That should be against the law. That should be against the law. No one needs to see your naked kid in the bathtub. All right. Everybody has to take a shower and a bath, people. Everybody's got to take one. We don't need to see your fucking kid in there. That is bullshit. I what is going through your mind when you're sitting there bathing your child and you say to yourself, oh, God, you know what? Everybody's got to see this. Everybody's got to see this. This is just, this is too adorable. Those little chunky little legs that look like sausages. Oh my God. They look like those little rolly things, you know, that you used to stick your finger in and they had the little sparkles in them and everything. What the fuck are you thinking as a parent? Like CPS should start going through people's news feeds, all right, and checking in on that shit, because that should be criminal, in my opinion. That's terrible.
You got a point. I mean,
we've all seen it too. I mean, you've seen it, right?
I'm not gonna lie. I'm not gonna beat around the bush. I've seen some of my friends who are parents post pictures of their kids taking a bath, and I don't think they really think about,
who's appreciating that?
No. I don't think, do they think that, hey, anyone can see this? It's on the fucking internet. Anyone can see this.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, is there no picture that just belongs in your phone and only your phone so that you can look back on it and say, oh, wow, this was so adorable. This was such a great moment. I had to remember it just for myself. Is there no moments like that in the world anymore?
I don't know, man. I mean, that's the power. That's how much social media has taken over the human race.
It's our everyday life. It's an irremovable part of everyday life, dude. And it's... I hate to sound too negative and too fucking upset about this, but it's too much. It's too much. And people are just letting it engulf their everyday life again. If you're sitting there and having a moment with your child as you're bathing them and you're having fun and the kid's splashing around and they're having fun, they're playing with their toys, and then you say, oh, wait, I gotta
upload this on Facebook.
Yeah, I gotta post a picture of this. This is just too adorable. You're missing your real life, and you need to fucking get your shit in line and figure out what's really important to you, because that is complete bullshit. Oh God, man, I'm on my soapbox here, man. I'm about to lose my shit. Luckily, I got a little bit of a buzz tied on right now, so I'm somewhat calm. But you know what? The other one too that's become very popular.
What's with that?
My friends.
What's that?
And again, it's not the kid. It is the kid people sometimes, but but it's the married people, more or less, or the people who are in very serious relationships. Is the picture of their significant other while they're asleep.
I've seen way too many of those.
Which one is creepier? Which one is creepier? The picture of the sleeping significant other or the kid that's in the fucking bathtub? Which is more creepy?
The only reason I'm going to say that the kid in the bathtub is creepier is, like I said, we all know what kind of people can see those. We all know what kind of creeps can see those pictures. It sucks that even crossed my mind, but it's fucking true. It's fucking true. We all know what kind of creeps can look at those pictures, and we all know what they do when they look at those pictures.
It's the fucking internet, dude. Anybody can see anything, and you're going to post a naked picture of your child on there? What kind of fucking terrible parent are you? It's outrageous, dude. I don't get it at all. I mean, what is going through your mind before that happens? It's, oh, God. Dude, it's just fucking... And you know what? The sleeping picture is almost as bad. It's almost as bad because...
How's it almost bad? I mean, as long as they're grown.
Because that person is asleep. They don't have any say over what you do or not. That person trusted you enough to fall asleep in front of you, and you're going to take a picture of them. My first serious girlfriend, I just did some air quotes there for you just listening at home. My first serious girlfriend, we had the first version of a camera phone. Basically, it was a flip, but it still had a camera.
Oh, the shitty ones.
Yeah, that took about a...
Oh, no.
That took about a 0.25 megapixel picture.
Yeah.
She took a picture of me one day. I was sleeping. I was like, I took like a midday nap, and she was just messing around on her phones, you know, just having a good time, just joshing around. We were living together at this point, which we shouldn't even have been. But I mean, she was playing around, and she took a picture of me, and she does this little background thing, and she puts these little hearts all around this picture of me sleeping, and she puts these little hearts around it, and then she shows it to me when I wake up.
Oh, I bet you flip shit.
We have to wake up. Creepiest thing I'd ever seen up to that point in my life. And our relationship was never the same. It was never the same. We couldn't recover from that moment. It was just, I just felt like it was such a violation of my privacy and my private time. When you're sleeping, you can't defend yourself. You can't say, hey, come on, don't do that. Come on. You know, we don't, no one needs to say.
No means no.
Listen, if you sat there and you just looked at me and no means no, that was good. And you sat there and looked at me and said I was adorable, that's great. Go ahead and log that one in your memory bank and just keep it there for your personal use, okay? We don't need documentation. We don't need an official picture. We don't need to post it to social media. We don't need any of that shit, okay? Just keep it there for your personal use, all right? And nothing more. Because, call me crazy, but I don't think any of your friends are going to think it's incredible or amazing how great your significant other is at sleeping. I don't think they're going to find that fascinating or intriguing or exciting or any of that kind of stuff. Call me crazy. I mean, I'm probably way out of line here and don't know what I'm talking about, but...
No, you're out of touch. That's the fucking thing.
Yeah, but I don't think anybody's going to give a shit about that, okay? And it's just, again, man, it comes back. The point I want to hammer home here, people, is quality over quantity, okay? Quality over quantity. 10 pieces of shit is not better than one flake of gold, okay? 10 pieces of shit is not better than one tiny, minuscule flake of gold, okay? And keep that in mind, people. Keep that in mind. I got buddies who are posting about their work, trying to sell gym memberships, slanging them like they're going out of style, day after day, posting statuses. In fact, I even just got texts. I even just got texts about these memberships, and you got to understand, people, okay, just because we have the ability to share whatever's on our mind and whatever we're thinking at any given time, it doesn't mean that we need to, okay, or that it's a good thing to do that, all right? There's something to say about being mysterious, and I think a lot of people lose that, you know, and I think that they forget about that. I mean, I don't know, but you know, then again, oversharing can be good sometimes. You know, you're pretty sharing on your Facebook, and actually, I got to say, I appreciate it because you're very good at getting people riled up. And if there's something I like,
oh shit,
it's when you get people riled up, man. That is definitely something that I can get on board with.
Yes, and you know, I tell people, I say it repeatedly. I'm from Texas, where it's conservative central, pretty fucking much. And I'm a liberal. Sorry, I'm a fucking liberal. And that's probably why I like Seattle a whole lot better. Minus the fact that people here are more accepting than they are in Texas. But, you know, I'm a big...
We still love all you Texas listeners, don't get him wrong, but...
Yeah.
As long but as you're...
But... I'm a big Bernie Sanders guy, and I have some friends who are about to be ex-friends if they keep on talking shit and disrespecting me on Facebook, who just bombard me saying how socialism won't work, you need to look at Ted Cruz, Trump 2016... how capitalism is how we need to stick with capitalism, and just a bunch of bullshit. And you know what? I'm not gonna lie, it pisses me the fuck off. Okay, I don't mind having a normal civil debate, but once you start the fucking name calling. And start with the ignorant bullshit. That's when I get pissed the fuck off. And I think people do it is that they know that I'm fucking at least 2,000 miles away, and they know that I can't come down there and easily wring their fucking neck. No. Seriously, I'm pissed the fuck off about this. Because seriously, I've had to delete so many people off of my fucking Facebook because they don't know how to have a civil regular. Peaceful conversation. It's fucking ridiculous, man. They just think all liberals are fucking stupid. They want to have things handed out to them. No. What conservatives don't know is that they don't know that there's a fucking fine line between getting handouts and getting a fair fucking chance. We want a fair fucking chance, goddammit. It must be nice to be born into fucking money and be born white. Not everyone has that.
It is nice. I'm not going to lie.
Fuck you.
I enjoy it immensely. No, dude, what you're saying right here is a perfect example of why nobody needs to have more than 300 Facebook friends. All right. I see these people all the time who have like 12, 13, 18. I think a couple people that I am friends with have 2,200 friends on Facebook. 2,200 friends on Facebook. Are you fucking kidding me? Nobody has that many friends, okay? Nobody. Eminem, the most popular rapper on the planet, does not have 2,200 friends.
He has about 5 million followers, though.
Okay.
But there's a difference between followers.
Yeah. And, I'm talking friends. He probably has 10 good friends. Legitimate good friends, all right? And it's fucking ridiculous. And you get these people who are just collectors, okay? And that's what I like to call them, because you hang out with them at a party. You chat with them for 10, 15 minutes. You have a good conversation. You guys hit it off. You know, you talk about the good points. You share a couple laughs, whatever. And then all of a sudden now they want you to become internet friends with them. And it's like, listen, dude, I don't even know if I'm ever going to fucking see you again, okay, in my entire life. I don't know if I'm ever going to see you again in my life.
Damn, you're a heartbreaker. No wonder you're single.
Do I need you clogging up my news feed? All right, let's just be real here. Why can't we just have had that moment as individuals and as real life people and just be done with it, okay? It's ridiculous. And that's kind of the problem with Facebook, in my opinion. It's like, nobody needs 800 friends. Nobody needs... How many of those friends do you even remember by name? I mean, you have 800 of them. I mean, it's just... It's a fucking joke, dude. It's a complete fucking joke. And people don't take this shit seriously. And yeah, like you were saying, you know, those people, they get too fired up. And again, I don't think they're really... They're not your friends. They're not your friends, man. They wouldn't get on your case. They wouldn't give you shit that quickly. They wouldn't be that harsh or that rash about it if they were truly friends. I mean, they're not your friends. That's what it comes down to. Internet friends do not equal real friends. In fact, I've done some math, okay? I've done some math. I formulated a little bit of equation myself. And in my opinion... I think the ratio as far as internet friends to real friends go, I think it's about 37.2 to 1.
Wow.
So for every 37 internet friends you have, you should probably have one real life friend, you know? So, hey, for those people who have 2,200 friends on Facebook, you know, they're pretty popular. You know, they're pretty popular. They got 80, 90 people who, you know, if they saw them walking, they'd say, hey, what's up, buddy? Hey, how you doing? But come on, guys. Come on. You know, it's let's not look too into this, you know. And again, we went to this party this weekend, and it was a really good time. It was a really good time. I enjoyed all your friends. They're a bunch of weirdos. If they're listening, I love you guys. You guys are great. I enjoyed it. And I went around trying to meet as many people as possible, getting names,
yeah,
finding out people. But this one girl who stuck out in my mind.
I know. I'm sorry because I was there and I saw it. But go ahead. Tell the fucking story.
This one girl. Now, I noticed her because she was cute. I noticed her because she was a cute girl. But she's sitting on the couch. For the entire party, she's got her vaporizer, she's got her e-cig, you know, so she's sucking on this metal dick the entire time while she's sitting there on the couch, not talking to a single goddamn person. And what is she doing while she's sitting on the couch? She's scrolling through her Facebook newsfeed. Scrolling through her newsfeed while she's at a party with 40 or so what I'm going to presume are strangers to her. What the fuck are you doing here? Why are you here? Why did you show up? You clearly don't want to interact with any of these people. All you want to do is be on Facebook and hit your vape pen the entire time you're here while you're sitting on the couch indoors. Why the fuck are you here? Go home. You can do all that in the comfort of your own home, and you don't even have to wear jeans while you do it. And you wouldn't have had to put on any makeup. I mean, what the fuck are we doing here, people? What is the deal? It's just, it makes zero sense to me. Absolutely zero sense. And it's completely eroding everyone's social skills these days. It's completely eroding these, and people don't even know how to interact interperson anymore. I feel like it's insane to me, man. It's insane.
I agree. People don't want to talk on the phone anymore. Oh, just text me. I don't like talking on the phone. What happened to that? What happened to just talking on the phone? People don't want to talk on the phone. I'm more of a phone talker than a texter. I like hearing someone's voice. Because when you text, you really... You don't know what their reaction is. You don't know how they're feeling. And, you know, when you hear someone's voice, you can tell that.
Well, and I'm somebody, you know, I like to crack wise. I like to try to be funny, you know. Everybody that's listening to this is thinking, yeah, right, prove it, pal. But, you know, I enjoy that. And, yeah, you can't, it's 10 times more difficult to tell a joke via text message. But you actually call somebody up, you're talking to them, you're hearing their voice, you're listening to what they're saying, you're reacting to it. And it's so much it's so much easier to make a emotional connection with them, make them laugh, get that reaction out of them, and do all those things that, again, real communication are all about. And it just seems like we're just losing that so quickly. It's insane.
Rest in peace, phone sex.
Oh my God.
What?
Yeah, no.
So I had to go there.
I was going
to
say I haven't got laid via phone for a while, but I'm not even sure if I've ever got laid via phone, to be honest. I'm you can't have text message phone sex, you know? It's just, it doesn't work quite as well.
I feel sorry for all those phone sex. the ones that you see at like 2 o'clock in the morning if you're watching TV. Call me 1-800-GIRL-TALK.
Live links.
I know, live links. I feel sorry for all of them.
Well, luckily now, if they live locally, you know, in the state of Washington, luckily now they can just work as bikini baristas, you know.
Oh, here we go.
They can do that now.
Oh, my gosh.
Because these motherfuckers have been popping up everywhere around here, all over the place, dude. We should do some, like, investigative journalism and just go spot to spot, hit all the slut huts around here.
Slut huts? You misogynistic asshole.
Okay, you're right. That was kind of rude. I'm not saying they're all sluts. A lot of them are doing what they have to do. I didn't make up that term, okay? That term's been around for a while. I didn't coin that one. I'm not taking credit for that one. No, as good as it is, but they're fucking everywhere. And it's crazy to me. It's crazy. They're all over. There's one right up the road here from me. It was a coffee stand, and on the sign they were advertising $25 massage.
What?
$25 massage. What legitimately licensed masseuse is doing a massage for $25? Okay.
I don't know.
You tell me that. What legitimate licensed practitioner masseuse is doing a $25 massage? I mean, get the fuck out of here. If that's not code for rub and tug, then what is?
Hinge up?
$25. Get the fuck out of here. And what's a job interview like when you're interviewing to be a bikini barista? What's a job like? Do you even have to make a drink besides a glass of ice water?
It's more like a casting couch session.
Oh, God. That's fucking brutal. I watched one of those videos and I just, oh God, I felt so bad for the girl. She's not making anything. She's been just thrown into the fucking lion's den. Doesn't even know what. And yeah, you're right. The bikini barista audition is probably close to the same, dude.
She's like a casting couch session.
They're not asking her to make a double tall grande mocha, all right? They're not asking for that shit. Nobody goes to these stands for the fucking coffee quality. I drove by one south of here on 99 at 8:45 last week on a Tuesday night. And
why is it still open at 8:45?
Good fucking question, man. Good question. And there were three cars in line. Cars in line. There was a lineup at 8:45 for a fucking coffee stand. Are you kidding me? What? This is just ridiculous. We went by there today, too. I went by there today. It wasn't quite as late. It was only like 5:30 at this point. There's one guy in line. He's driving a 96 Buick LeSabre, and I don't know what happened. I don't know. Apparently, he didn't pull up close enough to the building, but he's out of his car. He's climbed out of his car, and he's leaning on the window talking to the girl. And the girl who is working the stand is standing at the exact opposite end of the stand as him. So she's standing as far away from this guy as possible. It's just like... It just made me want to pull up behind the guy just to get him to leave, first off, and secondly to say, I apologize for that guy. He's probably a fucking dirtbag. I don't know if you knew him or not, but he's a piece of shit. I don't even want any coffee, but I saw that, and that was fucking bullshit. But it's incredible, man. And my buddy seems to think that most of them are strippers, and this is their day job. I don't know.
Maybe, holy, well, maybe
it is. I don't know. I mean, do strippers not make enough money though that they need to work day jobs? I mean, I'm about to go down to Portland this weekend, and I guarantee you most of those girls are walking with like $250 in cash every night. Okay. And they have to get some kind of salary too. They can't just get that. They can't just, you know, be paid in all ones every night. All right. They have to make some sort of salary, you know, so for taxation purposes at least. So I don't fucking know, but this is an epidemic. But you know what? Maybe we're going to have to go do some investigative journalism here pretty soon, me and you, and just kind of make the rounds here and hit them all up.
Are you serious? Because if you are, I'm down for that.
I know you are. I'm down too, you know. Maybe it would probably make for some good material, you know. We came in a little light to this show, so
we can videotape that shit, and I'll put it on the Facebook page. Because, I mean, I'll be down for that, you know, just to go in there and try to nail these motherfuckers.
It's a Washington State thing too, dude. They don't have this shit in other states.
Yeah,
this is state specific.
And then we nail them. When we nail them, we can say, Emerald City, put your motherfucking hands up,
scared. And we peel out of there. What does that say about our state? This is the only state that shit's going on, dude. I don't know if I should be proud of that or fucking completely disappointed. I don't.
This is America.
Oh, this is fucking America.
This is America.
God damn. Some crazy shit, though, man. I don't know. I feel for the ladies. Like I said, you got those guys who are getting out of the fucking car, staying there for 10 minutes. So I don't even know, but it's a fuck, dude. It's a fuck. And if you want to for $35, they probably will. So
shit.
God damn it, but... Well, fuck, man. What do you think? It's getting late here, dude.
It is getting late.
Should we tie a bow on this fucking turd?
Yeah. We went shorter. We went shorter than usual, but we went back to our roots and we hopefully made you laugh this episode. So, I mean, we did make up for the short time.
Yeah, laugh or cry. I mean, you know, we'll take either at this point, you guys. It's still only episode number 18, so we're doing the best we can here, but hey, you guys, thank you for joining us once again, episode number 18. It was a little bit of a light week for us. Like we said, we came in on a short week, so we did the best we could for you guys. And, you know, I had to tell a couple of my friends this. They can't all be bangers, guys, okay? You know, we can't knock it out of the park every time, but we really appreciate you guys listening to us. Again, the last couple of weeks, we've got a lot of good feedback. Things have been going well. I've been hearing a lot of good things. We're getting some criticism, constructive and non-constructive. And you know what? Hey, we'll take it either way we can get it, you know? If you guys are kind enough to listen, then we're kind enough to do the same. So we, again, appreciate the shit out of you guys, and we thank you for listening. Hit us up on Facebook and Twitter, Earful in the Emerald City. Let us know what you guys think, and we'll talk to you next week here. Hopefully we'll have a little bit more news. Hopefully some shit will happen, and we'll come with the goods here. And yeah, we'll keep it going for you guys. But once again, thank you guys for listening. We really, really appreciate it. And I'm Slim.
And I am Shoddy. Tune in next week for Earful in the Emerald City, episode number 19. And we are out.
See ya.
Thanks for joining Shoddy and Slim on an Earful in the Emerald City. Hope you survived this torture. Be sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Join us next time and tell your friends about the show.